And good Monday morning, everyone. It is that time for business of the week, and we are visiting with Carlene and Lindsay from Larry's Pharmacy. And I happen to know where Larry's Pharmacy is, but I don't know the address. So we are located at?
We are located at 1310 10th Avenue North in Humboldt, Iowa, right at the intersection of Highway 3 and 169.
Now, you were telling me off air, and I was really amazed. I had no clue, but how old is the business?
The business is 42 years old. We started in October of 1979.
And you were a teacher.
Yeah, I taught at the high school.
How in the world do you, how is that transition made?
Well, my husband was the pharmacist when we started it, obviously, Larry. Mm-hmm. And he ran the business, and I taught school. Well, when he passed away like 17 years ago, I kept the business and continued it under his name.
That's really nice. So. Really nice. I'm sure he's happy as could be with what you've done. Now, you've been in this location how long?
Since 1992.
That's a good amount of time.
We were previously at Pomida.
Okay.
And we just kind of filled out our contract there and decided to build our own building, and been there since.
Okay. Now, you said you taught in Humboldt?
Yes, I taught at the high school.
That's really cool. Yeah. Okay. Now, are you from Humboldt? Or?
No.
Okay.
Originally from the Carroll area.
Okay. Lindsay, how long have you been with the team?
I've been at Larry's since February of this year.
Okay.
I previously was with CVS for 12 years. Back and forth between Arizona and Fort Dodge, and just decided it was time to slow down and had an opportunity and jumped on it.
So are you from the area?
I'm originally from the Humboldt,
okay.
Humboldt area.
Well, that's really cool. It's a beautiful area. I say that as often as I can. I love this town. It's so nice. The people are so friendly. Now, you're, and if you're not, my apologies, and I don't want to mention anybody else today, but you're the only local pharmacy in town.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Or locally owned. So. Yes, definitely.
I like that.
Actually, in the area around.
You know,
area.
that's right. Because I can't think of anywhere else. I would imagine Larry's takes pretty much every insurance
we
in the
take
area.
Every insurance there is. Yeah. Medicare, Medicaid. We take everything.
That's fantastic. Yep. It's insurance is so hard.
Very much so.
I know people that are like the insurance person in the office, and I say, you know, I wouldn't do that for anything in the world. Mm-hmm. It's constantly changing, I would think.
Yes, they can change anytime they want without notifying their customer.
Is ridiculous.
And they never know what the price is.
Yeah, but you guys, you're a full-service pharmacy.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what other, if I come in, because I'm the type of person that will come in and wander around the store, I just like to look at things, what else can we find in the building?
A lot of over-the-counter products. We have some DME, like crutches and walkers,
nice.
That type of a deal also.
Oh, wow.
We do, our main focus is prescriptions,
sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
But we handle all the insulins.
Okay.
A little bit of specialty drugs, but you know, if there's something that you have as a prescription and we don't have on hand, we can have it the next day.
Wow.
We have delivery every day to our store.
And that's better than the big chains, Lindsay. So you've been in that location since the early 90s. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You're the only local pharmacy in the area.
That's right.
Now, how did you find Lindsay? Did you go to, like, Pharmacist or Us and she was available?
We asked around.
Uh-huh.
I knew her mom.
Oh, nice.
And her mom came to the drive-up window one day. I says, you know, where's Lindsay at? No. She says, well, she's in Arizona. Well, would she consider coming back? Well, I think she might.
Wow.
And she gave me her phone number, and from then on, we negotiated.
That's really nice, really nice. Well, welcome home.
Yeah, yeah.
February, that wasn't too long ago.
Not too long ago, no.
But it's good that you're from here. You have roots here. That's really, and that I know for a fact is great for business. People need to trust their pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Now, had your husband, had Larry always been Larry's Pharmacy, or did he work elsewhere too?
No, we moved here from the Omaha area.
Okay.
And started our business.
Wow.
soon after you graduated.
It's a great town for it. Mm-hmm. Great town for
it. Yeah, we enjoyed it. Yeah. It was easy to get to know people. And at that time, we were open like 9 to 9. Mm-hmm. And so we get a lot of customers from the other pharmacies because they closed at 5 in the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
And so our business grew from the people that came into the pharmacy after 5 o'clock.
Wow.
And from then, it kind of, the town has been good to us.
That's great. Well, like I said, you have to know and trust your pharmacist. One of my problems with the chains is you constantly see a different face. And I like a pharmacy where I can walk in and they pretty much know what I'm there to get. You know, mm-hmm. They know that they've talked to me about it, and they'll even say, as I'm sure Lindsay does, hey, I know you started a new med a couple of weeks ago. How's it treating you? Mm-hmm. It just makes you feel good, because it's like a doctor. You have to trust your pharmacist mm-hmm. and your doctor. And what are your hours now?
We're open from 9 to 6.
That's still good
Monday
hours.
Through Friday.
Okay.
Saturday, 9 to 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you want to feel comfortable with a pharmacy, you need a local pharmacy like Larry's, which is located at 1310 10th Avenue North. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we have a phone number.
Yes, 515-332-1627.
Any Facebook, websites, anything?
Yes, we do.
Everybody does.
And we also have an online app where people can get their refills.
I'll be darned.
It's called mygnp.com.
Okay.
And they can download that app on their phone and just key in their prescription refills.
I'll be. Okay.
I think you can even scan them as well with your camera. Scan the barcode.
You have no excuse to go anywhere else. Just stop it. They should have so many prescription transfers after today that they'll need two more pharmacists. That's what I want to see. I want to see Lindsay just throw her hands up and go, that's it, we're hiring. That's what I want to see. And as with all local businesses, I want to thank you for what you do. It's very important to me. I'm from a smaller town in Virginia. Mm-hmm. You know, a good indicator to me of the quality of a business is when you go in another business and they mention you in that mm-hmm. business. I think it's fantastic. And when I go downtown or anywhere around town, everybody knows I'm new, so everybody recommends somewhere. Mm-hmm. You've got to go meet so-and-so. And, that is the best advertising in the world.
Yeah. And you only find that in a small town.
You do. And you only find it with businesses that treat people right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody survives even in a small town. But you've been here that long. You're doing something right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how.
Definitely.
It doesn't seem that long.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Because we enjoy our work. Yeah, and we treat our customers like family.
I've heard
that. We know their name. We know the history behind their medications.
Yeah, that's right.
And we can accommodate what they need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in a town like this, that's what you have to have.
Yes,
I'm sure Lindsay knows mm-hmm. the big chains.
Yep.
People go to two or three doctors, and you're getting your meds at three or four different pharmacies. You don't know what interacts and what doesn't.
It's so hard to keep track, and it's very important for patients to find one pharmacy and stick to that pharmacy.
Yep. That's it.
Our drive-through is very popular.
I'll bet it stays busy.
75% of our business goes out that window.
Wow.
Especially since COVID has started.
That is
it's
so
amazing.
Neat.
I don't know. Larry must have had some foresight when he built the building.
And back then, pharmacy drive-throughs weren't a big thing.
Uh-uh.
So he was a brilliant man.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
He was.
See, he set you up. He knew.
Yeah. It's very convenient.
I like it. Well,
people come to the drive-up for anything. They'll come at the drive-up just to get a bottle of aspirin.
Oh, that is so nice. So. Well, they count on you. That makes all the difference in the world. And, raining or snowing, or even in a hurry, because not everybody gets a regular lunch break, you got to do what you got to do. Drive-through, too, folks. Everybody should be in the parking lot at Larry's, ready to transfer prescriptions. All right, Carlene and Lindsay, Larry's Pharmacy, 1310 10th Avenue North in beautiful Humboldt. They'll be back with us tomorrow morning, bright and early, and we're going to talk about whatever else their little heart desires. But I'm telling you, folks, Larry's Pharmacy in Humboldt is where you need to be. And if you're in the sound of my voice, we go about a 60-mile radius. Keep in mind that you have to have a pharmacy you can trust. and these folks have been doing this a while. This is the type of pharmacy you need in your life. If you gotta take meds, take them the right way.
Correct.
That's right. All right, Carly and Lindsay, we'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
All right.
You ladies have a fantastic day, and we'll be back right after this.